To CPR and KRCC, I'm Joanne Allen. The CU Board of Regents is raising tuition by 3% next year. CU Chief Financial Officer Todd Salomon says freshmen will avoid the increase for a year thanks to federal coronavirus relief money.
So about $54 million will be received. About $22 million would be used for that tuition buy-down.
The tuition increase is CU's first in 3 years. It will apply to both resident and out-of-state students. President Biden plans to expand so-called red flag laws. Governor Polis signed Colorado's red flag law in 2019. They allow courts to seize firearms from someone who might harm themselves or others. Polis tells Colorado Matters that the laws could have been used for the suspect in the Boulder shooting, but his family didn't know about it.
We do have a law, but that doesn't do us as much good if people don't know about how to use that law, and I'd like to see more outreach on that.
Polis supports Biden's executive orders to curb gun violence and says it's always better to enact gun laws at the federal level. No ice castles in Dillon next winter. The Summit Daily reports construction on the Town Park Center, where the popular event is held, will prevent Dillon from hosting it. City officials say they're also addressing concerns about traffic and parking problems in residential areas near the facility. Denver is at 46 degrees, Colorado Springs 50, Vail 42. This is CPR News and KRCC.